Ah, right where I left you. How was your morning? Oh, mine was dreadfully boring. Work at the office has been so monotonous lately. Just the same mind-numbing crap day in, day out. I swear, if I have to attend yet another pointless meeting, my brain might actually melt. Makes me wonder sometimes how I've managed to put up with it this long. So, instead of sticking around and having to listen to the insufferable chittering hens in the break room, I've just dipped out for lunch. Depending on how you're getting on, I might just stay a bit over my time. You really are fostering some bad habits in me. That gag is getting quite uncomfortable, isn't it? The muscles in your jaw must be screaming. Well, you only have yourself to blame for that one. We've been trying to work on your propensity to talk back to your mistress, and I suppose with enough time and forced dumbness, you'll learn to properly appreciate the times I give your worthless, pouty little mouth permission to speak. But for now, we'll have to leave it in when you aren't eating or taking your pills. Straighten up properly when I'm speaking to you. Better. You know what's been my favorite thing about this whole little journey? Getting to reacquaint you with your old self again. My pet was so lost out there without me, suffering from the privation of his fundamental needs. He'd almost forgotten why he latched onto his mistress in the first place. The world is so scary, full of so much uncertainty and worry. I will gladly devote my life to shouldering those burdens for you. It's my duty to keep them at bay. And my reward is coming home to a docious plaything who waits in its place. The door is unlocked. You aren't chained down for now. But you know all too well the real punishment for fleeing. I checked up on your emails today. Nothing important. Just another long-winded essay from your ex-best friend about how ashamed and disgusted she is with you, and how you've caused her so much trouble now that all the little gossip sites have hooked their claws into the story. What a vapid bitch. Probably just waiting for a response so that she can post it in her shitty zero-traffic blog and that gawky sans-serif font she seems so fond of. Besides that, there are still some very interesting messages from a few girls and boys who seem to have liked what they saw from those candid snapshots and who aren't too pleased with your lack of a response to their inquiries. Rather brash of them, but I respect their tenacity. Do you suppose I should send them a few updated pictures and see what they send back? It must be so nice to know you still have some fans out there. I won't distract you too much with all of that. It's rather useless to dwell in the debris, after all. Just leave it to your mistress to do all of the logistical humdrummery. We've been working so hard to ensure that you're not capable of much of that anymore. So you're free to concentrate on your conditioning. I've simplified and condensed your world into such elementary pieces. Pleasing me, making your body into the perfect toy. Obedience, endurance. Not many get the opportunity to transform so utterly into their substratal meaning for existence. I wonder what that does to a human brain over time. I suppose it'll look the same as any bovid creature, primed and perfected for consumption. Oh, your precious cock is throbbing in its little cage. The drugs I gave you before I departed this morning really left you in such a state, haven't they? All that blood flow concentrated torturously right into that sensitive, deprived organ. Combined with that new prostate massager, you must be completely out of your wits. Whatever is left of them, anyway. I can't wait until you're always this exquisitely docile. Here, let's turn on that massager and keep your mind all fuzzy and scattered. We won't put it on full power. You haven't earned the right to come yet. Besides, you know that until I decide otherwise, the only time you're allowed to come is when my strap is in your ass, and every other moment of your vulgar little life we've devoted to keeping you so utterly broken and invalid with mindless lust that you cease to be much of a person at all. But you still manage to find little windows of clarity to bark and grunt paltry little insults at me. Given enough time, Mistress will figure out where those pesky little words are bubbling up from. And she will rend them from you with such a savage hand that you'll flinch every time you even consider the shadow of the notion of mouthing off to her. Maybe on the next 4-day weekend we can take some nice quality time and start figuring out a way to really root around in what's left of your higher processes and shred them out of you for good. You know, pet, I've caught you enjoying yourself when you think I'm not looking. Just languidly stroking your pierced nipples as if your hands were moving on their own. Pulling them out and letting them go before repeating and repeating and repeating. Caught in an endless trance of your own making. Lost in the blissful anesthesia of self-hypnosis. Same as now. Completely trapped in the rhythm set by the vibrations of your fun new toy. Devoid of thought or resistance. But that just makes it even more enjoyable to turn it down even more now and watch you writhe to gain back the pressure. The pre-cum leaking out as you grunt behind that gag shows me just how feral a man's body is when treated this way. When your dull, broken mind's only task becomes displaying your crude body's base functions as best as possible for your mistress. Thrusting that imprisoned cock into the air, jutting it out to show me just how obeisant your flesh is at my very presence. I love when you worship me like that. Your pleading eyes begging for my approval, begging me to fuck your ass later. I'm so proud of my little creature and his swollen cock. Yes, I am. And that's all you are right now. I can't wait to see you bend over for me when I get home for the day. How pure your delight and excitement will be when I unlock you at last. As we force you to stare into the mirror as you take me inside. Your drool leaking out from the sides of your gag. Eyes rolled back, fighting the ataxia of perfect carnal rapture. And losing. Your faithful cock coming in time with my thrusts as you disintegrate even further beneath me. In the end, it's all at my whim. Your new reality is all simply my fancy, an amusement to divert my attention. And if I want it, you'll become anything else I happen to fancy. All right, time to turn your toy off now. Shh, no whining. There's plenty of time for that later. Dear me, always such a fucking mess. You used to be so embarrassed. Now all that pre-cum is pooling on the floor. And you know what comes next. Here, I'll take off the gag so you can lick it up. Hold still. There. Go on. Oh, what a good boy. Such a tame puppy cleaning up his slop so dutifully. Show me your tongue so I can see you've swallowed it all. Very good. Now kiss the gag before it goes back in. So cute. There we go. Back in. Let me make sure the buckle isn't catching at your hair in the back. Perfect. You know, I wonder if I should let you come tonight. You're just so delightfully endearing and obedient when I keep you nice and edged. Really, I'm so busy that I don't know if I'll have the energy to properly fuck my toy when I get home. We'll see how the rest of my day goes. Office work really is exhausting sometimes. Tell you what, if I'm not feeling up to all the fuss of fucking your ass, I'll let you kneel at the bed between my legs while I fuck myself. And afterwards, I'll wipe myself off on you so that you can sleep with it covering your pretty little face. I think that's pretty generous of me. I guess you'll find out when I get home tonight. Dear me, look at the time. I'll have to make my way back to work now. I'm so glad I was able to pawn off that fancy wristwatch of yours and get my own. My little beast's circadian rhythm obeys my orchestration, so he wouldn't have too much use for it. I'll remind you. If you seem a little too clear-headed tonight, I'll know you disobeyed me. And I can always check the cameras to watch your sad little crime on a loop. Just think of how sorry you'll be if you do that. And how happy it will make me to come up with brand new ways to punish and discipline your throbbing, lascivious flesh. How does a week of ruined orgasm sound in place of edging? Ooh, such a strong reaction. I guess you'll stay obedient then? Yeah? Good boy. I'll make sure to go buy myself some nice dinner with your credit card. And I'll pick you up something suitable for your dog bowl, I suppose. Take care, pet.